This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Attorney General Sessions should step up and dismiss this entire investigation. And the judge also has a right to determine they went beyond that, even if Rosenstein attempted to give it to them. He also has a right to determine that by government misconduct, they have fatally tainted this case.
That was Rudy Giuliani, part of the president's legal team, weighing in on the judge overseeing Paul Manafort's case, who recently laid into Mueller's special counsel, demanding Rod Rosenstein's complete memos and accusing them of targeting the president. Our next guest agrees, adding it's time for Mueller to wrap up the probe once and for all. Former Naval Intel Officer Robert Charles served as Assistant Secretary of State under George W. Bush. He joins us now to explain. Robert, thanks for being here this morning. So you say it's time to wrap up the probe. How does that happen and what can be done to force that hand?
Well, a great question, and I think Mr. Giuliani is probably right in everything that he says. I would focus the attention right now on Congress because there is a request presently pending that Mr. Rosenstein has not honored, and that is a request for the full scope memo that would allow the American people and the United States Congress to understand what this investigation actually was allowed to do. The remarkable part, honestly, is that this inquiry, which Congress has made, has been rebutted by the Deputy Attorney General, who says he's being extorted by Congress. And that's quite remarkable in the context of congressional oversight powers. There are six provisions in the Constitution. There are 18 statutes that validate this request. And to me, it's just very surprising, more than anything else, why the Deputy Attorney General, which incidentally, he's blocking the production of this document, yep. Which may be law enforcement sensitive, but they're fully entitled to get it under the law of the land. It's the exact same document that that judge in Virginia is trying to get.
Yes.
So to me, if you get it, to wrap this whole thing up, you have to understand what this whole thing is.
Well, exactly.
And that means you need to get at it.
You're talking about a scope memo, which would have been produced by Rod Rosenstein, which gives the authority for Bob Mueller his left and right limits. Here's what you can and cannot investigate. And as Judge T.S. Ellis is reviewing the case in front of him, he wants to know if the charges being brought against Paul Manafort are within those guidelines, and right now he can't see that unredacted. That's what you're saying.
Right, and to me, although, you know, in 12 days we'll know whether he gets that memo, the United States Congress also has an absolute right to that memo, and they have subpoena power, they have use immunity power, they have impeachment power over high-ranking officials, they have the power of contempt. Ultimately, it doesn't make sense for the Deputy Attorney General, who is a very smart guy, not to sit back, look at the, frankly, start with the oversight manual. Every American can Google mm-hmm. the Congressional Research Service's Congressional Oversight Manual. Look in there. 150 pages of case law. Makes crystal clear that Congress has the right to that document.
Yep.
So why aren't they producing it? That's the mystery to me.
Well, Robert, do you believe that Rod Rosenstein is conflicted? I mean, he's been in the middle of this from the beginning. He's the one that helped recommend that Comey no longer be the FBI director. A lot of people are suggesting he's just too involved to be a fair arbiter of what Bob Mueller can and cannot do.
He's certainly in an awkward position. I know he's a smart guy. I think he has a gap in his understanding, and that may be the role that Congress plays in oversight. And, of course, he's responding on multiple fronts to criticism. But at the end of the day, it looks an awful lot like he is conflicted. And I think you have to ask yourself at some point, what's the right thing to do instead of what's the politically right thing to do, or what will cover Mueller's investigation for some additional period of time? You have to ask yourself, yeah. Is this the right time to just wrap it up?
Well, it's interesting as these judges basically point out, as T.S. Ellis said, it looks like you're fighting for prosecution or impeachment as opposed to going after Paul Manafort. Robert Charles, thank you very much for your insight on this issue.
Well, this is a special counsel continuing to be in search of a crime, and that's becoming more and more obvious as the era of exposure is shining its light here. Do we, the people, have the eyes to see, and do we want to really know the truth? Huh? Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Paul Kengor, as promised, coming up. His book, Dupes. Get ready.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all there. And as promised, Dr. Paul Kengor joins us. We're going to talk about his new book. We gave you a little bit of a tease last time when he was on with us a couple of weeks back. Of course, the book, Dupes, How America's Adversaries Have Manipulated Progressives for a Century. And this one is an update, so to speak. Is it not, Paul, an update of the 2010 original version?
It is, Bill, yeah. You know, after 8 years of Barack Obama, we had to do an update, you know what I mean?
Well, not only that, is that once you become the file folder of dupes, you know, people keep sending you stuff, say, put this in the file, put this in the file. Next thing you know, it's expanding, and it warrants more attention, because it's like, even though in 2010 and previously and along the way, there have been other books that have said, look at, you know, here we got all this uproar about Russian collusion, and we've got card-carrying democratic socialists that we've elected into office that have penetrated our government. So many penetrations of outside antithetical forces to our Constitution. And I don't know if it's just so overwhelming for the populace. They just know something smells in the deep state, but they just can't quite figure it out, because there's just so many tentacles that lead to the obstruction of our Constitution.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I could go on and on. In fact, the one that really jumps out here, and this was one of the reasons that we put this out again, but in May 1983, so this was the context of the coming 1984 presidential reelection campaign of Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. Senator Ted Kennedy confidentially reached out to the head of the KGB and the head of the Soviet Union, Yuri Andropov, mm-hmm. and he reached out to him with a private effort to work against Ronald Reagan in the 1984 reelection campaign. And the goal here was to, quote unquote, counter the militaristic policies of Ronald Reagan, as they put it, to work to try to, quote unquote, influence Americans, as they put it. Mm. And the goal here was to stop Reagan. I mean, Kennedy right. was disturbed by Reagan, as the memo put it. This is a May 14, 1983 KGB memo. He was very impressed with Yuri Andropov. And we know this because we have the actual declassified memo that was written by KGB head Viktor Chebrikov to the head of the Soviet Union, Yuri Andropov. And to put all this in kind of, you know, modern context here, Bill, if a memo like this existed today, mm-hmm. in the form of Donald Trump in the 2016 presidential campaign,
Democrats
would be drawing up impeachment papers right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
And not many Republicans could or even would or even should object. And instead, they're looking under every rock for the slightest, smallest little thing between the lowest level Trump campaign person and whatever Russian they could find anywhere. Mm-hmm. Well, here, this was an actual smoking gun document, you know, KGB memo from May 1983 on Ted Kennedy. And when this book first came out in 2010, I didn't get a single call from anybody at the New York Times, the Washington Post, or CNN. And it's been out again now for a couple weeks in 2018. And I guarantee you, I'd bet $10,000 on the spot right now that I won't get a single call from, we could pitch them day and night. I won't get a single call from anybody wanting to cover this at the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, or any of these sources. The hypocrisy is just amazing.
Well, and what they have done, the disservice to the American people, I'm talking about the missing in action mainstream media here, because, you know, even like with Peter Schweizer, when Peter Schweizer first revealed the Uranium One deal, right? And I subsequently had a conversation with Peter, and I said, are you surprised that 3 years later, you know, they finally, you know, read the memo? And, you know, he just kind of chuckled on this deal. It you know, there's no question. You know, progressives, which, you know, run the editorial staffs of our country, are monitoring. I mean, it's become a propaganda machine. I mean, you know, here we are worried about Facebook and all these other entities that are influencing what it is that we know and what we're being told to think. And this is all pretty scary stuff. And so if we're not, you know, being proactive about the information that we're taking in, we're going to be subject to this kind of stuff. Because I got to tell you, when I was reading about Ted Kennedy and this situation, Paul, my immediate thought was like father, like son. Because remember Joe Kennedy, when he got burnt over, you know, dealing with Hitler, you know, he became persona non grata. But, you know, that was back in the days when the media existed.
Right. Well, and to show you how they work, how insidious this is, one of the only cases where I could find where anybody in kind of the mainstream media even dealt with this Kennedy KGB memo, I think it was PolitiFact, which I believe is run by Washington Post. Mm-hmm. And somebody sent me this bill. It was about 2 years ago. And they said, they deal with your Kennedy KGB memo here. They say it's not legitimate. And so I clicked it and I read the thing. And here's what they did. I think it was Greg Gutfeld of Fox News who made a comment. Yeah, something like, Well, Ted Kennedy flew to Moscow in May 1984 to meet with Brezhnev to take down Reagan, right? And he said that kind of off the cuff. And I looked at it and said, okay, well, that's incorrect on four or five points. But the thrust of what he was getting at was true. And so what PolitiFact did is they post that up and they say, false, right? Well, so what's false is that a pundit in the media speaking off the cuff who doesn't really know the situation got it wrong. But forget that. Who cares what Greg Gutfeld said? Call me and talk to me about what the KGB meant. And I could tell you what it says and doesn't say. So instead they put up something. They build a straw man, right? Mm-hmm. And then they cast doubt on the whole thing. And it's really insidious. I mean, that is dishonest as heck what they're doing there. But this is how they protect their guys.
Exactly.
And they do it all the time.
And the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, about the book Dupes, if you weren't exposed to it back in 2010 and you are looking at it now, I mean, we're talking over 500 pages of evidence here that is, we're back to those stubborn facts again, right, Paul?
Well, and I'll give you an even longer text. We reprint stuff in here from the 600-page FBI file of Frank Marshall Davis. And that's one of the reasons we had to update this book. Frank Marshall Davis was a mentor, if not the mentor, to Barack Obama in the 1970s in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And Davis was a card-carrying member of Communist Party USA. And to really lay that out for people, we took about 12 pages from the 600-page FBI file. We took PDFs, pictures of them, and we published it in the appendix. You can see there his five-digit Communist Party USA number, 47544. Mm-hmm. You can see that Obama's mentor was actually listed on the security index of the federal government, which meant that if a war broke out between the United States and the Soviet Union, our future president's childhood mentor could be immediately arrested, all right, because of his Soviet activities. One of the documents in the FBI file, Frank was taking pictures of shorelines in Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
And we were wondering if he was doing that as part of espionage.
Exactly. Yeah. Paul, we've got to leave it right there for just a moment. We've got to go to break. We'll be right back. Dr. Paul Kengor is with us. We're talking about dupes right here on Bill Martinez Live, 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hello, mercy. I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
It's all all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Paul Kengor is with us. We're talking about dupes, how America's adversaries have manipulated progressives for a century. Paul, you know, before the break, you were talking about Frank Marshall Davis. We've heard so much about him. And, you know, it's interesting with all the stuff, as you say, the current temperament of our, you know, the media and with Trump, the Trump derangement syndrome, I think, has exacerbated this. It is amazing how many things about the former president the mainstream media didn't care about. It just seemed like we, the people, didn't care about it. You know, maybe because they were afraid they were going to raise up something that was going to ignite a race war or race card situation. But here it is. We got Donald Trump because he's this overprivileged gazillionaire out of New York. Then no holds barred. We're just going to let it fly. So, you know, you just wonder, you go, okay, fast forward. Where do we end up after all this collusion and stuff?
Well, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, guys like me and you, Bill, for years, you know, we've been begging the Democrats and the liberals to understand that Russians manipulate, right?
Mm.
that they engage in disinformation, agitation, and propaganda.
I think we grew up with that, Paul, didn't we? I mean, when we were kids in school, we knew about propaganda and all that, how they were going to take over. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, the Soviets had an actual department of agitprop, which stood for agitation and propaganda. In fact, the word disinformation, there's a Russian word for it, desinformatsiya, which is really hard to spell and pronounce, but it's part of the language of the Soviet state. They did it so much. A couple friends of mine, Ion Mihai Pachepa, one of the highest ranking defectors from the communist bloc, wrote a whole book on Russian disinformation. And you know, they've done this for years. They've done this for decades. The communists were brilliant at using and abusing and manipulating liberals. Now all of a sudden here we are 2018, and you know, now all of a sudden the liberals and the Democrats care about Russian manipulation, right?
We'll figure it out. Hey, one real quick sidebar, just thought here, is because of all this stuff that's been going on, you know, this disinformation that the Russians have perfected, have they perfected it to the point that they've even disinformed themselves?
Yeah, well, that could be. And a lot of times this is what happened in Soviet disinformation schemes. I mean, they would put things out there, and you didn't know where they ended up sometimes, and people would end up parroting or echoing the line, and you didn't know where they had gotten it to begin with. I'll give a perfect example of this, and in fact, I have a chapter on this in the book. When John Kerry, speaking of Democrats, right, the presidential candidate in 2004, when he came out of Vietnam and he gave that awful testimony against our troops, right?
Threw his medals over the bridge, all that stuff, right?
That's right. That's right. And he talked about our soldiers in Vietnam torturing people in a fashion reminiscent of Genghis Khan. He didn't say Genghis Khan. He said Genghis Khan. Talked about strapping wires to people's genitals, you know, mutilating people, cutting off body parts, raping villages, torturing people. Ion Pachepa, who was, again, the highest-ranking general ever to defect from the Soviet bloc. He was the right-hand man to the Soviet bloc's worst dictator, Nicolae Ceausescu, in Romania. He said that was almost verbatim, word for word, the propaganda talking points that they circulated from the communist bloc into the anti-war movement in America in the 1970s. In fact, Yuri Andropov, the guy that Ted Kennedy reached out to in the 1983 memo, he headed the KGB from 1967 to 82, and he said that the anti-war movement in Vietnam was their greatest success. That was their greatest success. And Pachepa said, he said, I don't know where Kerry got that information, because he didn't witness it. Kerry himself didn't actually see that. Mm-hmm. He said, but somebody should really try to pin that down, because that sounds exactly like verbatim the talking points that we were pushing out in the late 60s and early 70s. And it probably was. Kennedy probably did pick it up.
You mean Kerry picked it up.
And in fact, Kennedy, who was at that time a young senator from Massachusetts, was the guy that went out and found John Kerry and introduced them to J. William Fulbright, who Bill Clinton worked for. And Kennedy was the guy that got Kerry to give the testimony before our Congress to begin with. So Ted Kennedy was doing that kind of stuff in the 60s and 70s, even before he went on to do what he did to Reagan in the 1980s.
Unbelievable.
So the liberal left has been doing this stuff for decades, and now all of a sudden they're finally angry because the Russians might have worked against Hillary Clinton, right? What's killing 40 to 50 to 60 million people in the Soviet Union wasn't enough.
Yeah, exactly.
But now they worked against Hillary Clinton. Whoa, those are fighting words, right? Yeah. Now we're all Russia hawks.
Right.
It's really pretty disgraceful.
Yeah, and the thing is, Paul, thank God for you bringing this book back. And it's available for people to, to pursue their truth. I mean, this is what we have to do today. You cannot expect the truth just to be poured out over you. You've got to pursue it. You've got to do research. You've got to check this out. I mean, go figure. Here we are in the information age, and too many Americans have been dumbed down to think that they just need to count on the networks and the mainstream media to give them the answer. And here we are. You're showing them in the book Dupes how America's adversaries have manipulated progressives for a century. I mean, some of this is just real obvious. Now, do you have some accidental duping that has taken place?
Well, I'll give you a perfect example, fairly recent, the day before Trump's inauguration last year.
Mm-hmm.
So they had the Women's March in Washington, right? And
mm-hmm.
that's where all these young girls with the silly pea hats, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Went out there and they were cheering, thousands of them, as Angela Davis spoke to them. Angela Davis, who is the most infamous American female Marxist of the last 50 years,
right.
who was accepted an award in East Berlin from Erich Honecker, who built the Berlin Wall in the 1970s. She ran on the Communist Party USA presidential ticket in 1976 and 1980 with Gus Hull. By the way, John Brennan, Obama's CIA director, voted for that presidential ticket in 1980. But Angela Davis was one of the honorary co-chairs of the Women's March. And she stood up there and spoke. And of course, Bill, this is how they work. She wasn't quoting Lenin and Marx and Engels. She's smarter than that.
Right.
She was talking about immigrants. She was talking about abortion. She was talking about transgender. She was talking about same-sex marriage. Climate change, flora, fauna. She's not quoting Erich Honecker. She's not talking about the Berlin Wall. In the sea of oblivious dingbats in these pink hats are cheering for her, with no idea that she's hardcore communist comrade Angela Davis.
Yeah, she just puts everybody in the jacuzzi and starts turning up the heat. It's that kind of craziness. You also address Franklin Roosevelt. We've got about a minute and a half, and this is going to be unfair because we really need to spend more time on this, Paul. And I appreciate you giving us the time to talk about dupes. But you mentioned Franklin Roosevelt and Uncle Joe Stalin. Tell us about that.
Yeah, horrific. He actually believed that Stalin would work with him. In fact, here's the exact quote. "I think that if I give him, Stalin," this is from FDR, "everything I possibly can and ask for nothing from him in return, noblesse oblige, he won't try to annex everything, and Stalin will work with me for a world of democracy and peace." That was FDR. And, how'd that one turn out, right?
Exactly. Well, it makes you wonder what kind of medication Franklin Roosevelt was on to think that. But, you know, that was the era of the day, this, appeasement attitude that went on. And, of course, General Patton knew differently, but they clipped his wings real quick because they were going to let him go in and do anything with the Russians, right?
That's right. That's right.
And we live to regret that day, no doubt. Dr. Paul Kengor, his new book, Dupes, it's a rewrite. It's an update of his earlier book from 2010, How America's Adversaries Have Manipulated Progressives for Centuries.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers guaranteed guaranteed delivery and unique vases and accessories that mom will love. ProFlowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bill Martinez.
Grace will lead me home. Grace will lead me home through every trial. I have come. You were the shelter through every storm. God, you were with me.
Back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop us an email. Always love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. In the last year, the deadliest and most aggressive form of cancer has been thrust back in the headlines, glioblastoma. Nearly a decade ago, Senator Edward Kennedy passed away from the disease. Meanwhile, Senator John McCain was diagnosed last July with the same type of brain cancer. Astonishingly, an estimated 12,760 new cases of glioblastoma are predicted in 2018. This according to the American Brain Tumor Association. But how far have we come with treating this incurable disease? With us right now is Dr. Roger Stoop. He is the medical director at the Malnati Brain Tumor Institute at Northwestern Medicine in Chicago, here to give us some information. Dr. Stoop, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's great to have you here because we've heard more, as you say, we've seen two very dominant political figures dealing with glioblastoma, the fact that it is so aggressive and doing the kind of damage that it is today. We're going to take advantage of your knowledge and experience. So explain to our audience, what is glioblastoma?
So
course, we could have a long list of prominent people who have suffered from glioblastoma, and actually at all age groups. So the two senators, McCain and Kennedy, are just a typical example of elderly people diagnosed with glioblastoma, which is a primary tumor, cancer that arises in the brain, usually also stays in the brain, but destroys the brain locally and therefore has some devastating symptoms.
Okay, and so what are the warning signs of glioblastoma?
So they are not warning signs, but the symptoms will really depend where in the brain it does arise. Mm-hmm. The patients will come with a seizure to an emergency room. Some will just change their personality, getting depressed, memory loss, or having symptoms similar to a stroke, or even come with the suspicion of a stroke. And at the and when we do the diagnosis and when we get an MRI scan in the emergency room, we see that there is a tumor there.
Well, Doctor, of these near 13,000 new cases that are expected this year, according to the American Brain Tumor Association, you say that it touches people of all ages, right?
Indeed, so glioblastoma is the most aggressive form, but there are over 20,000 patients with new brain tumors per year in the United States. There's also lower grade glioma that can occur. And you can see them really in the pediatric population. You see them in young adults in their 30s, in their 40s. But half of the patients are over 65 years of age. And because we have a population that is getting older and older, we also see more glioblastoma now as we have an aging population.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, of course, is we have much better technology, so we are much more rapid in getting an MRI scan or a CT CAT scan of the brain and therefore detect the tumors more often than we did before.
Well, Doctor, a lot of people would not know about a brain tumor unless they came in contact with one or somebody in their family. Explain exactly, or as best we can, what a brain tumor actually is.
So it's a cancer of the brain that starts on some of the cells that we have in the brain that are part of the brain. And it will grow invasively and will destroy the tissue around it. It will take space and thus exert pressure on the brain around it, and thus destroying the brain function, interfering with the brain function, this leading to symptoms. Now, we only have one brain, so you really, at the key and the central function of our body, will then change the personality or change of all the functions we have, whether this is walking or whether this is speaking, thinking, and therefore having a devastating effect on the quality of life, both of the patient but also of the people around the patient.
Right, and this can very well affect the spine, right?
So glioblastoma is mostly in the brain, but may occasionally go to the spine. There are other tumors that arise in the spine. Then you have more like paralysis as a symptom. Location is the important part. Now, the good news and the bad news is that we have really made progress and that we can treat the patients much better than we could some 20 years ago. So we approached this as a team, an expert team from the beginning with surgeons, with radiation oncologists, with medical oncologists like myself, with neurologists, seizure experts, to really treat the patients with all what we have, deliver the best supportive care, and have made some progress that is measurable in survival time, but also measurable in quality of life.
Exactly. Well, as you say, it has advanced quantitatively, and the fact that you can identify four distinct types of tumor cells in the brain, whether they're benign, malignant, primary, and metastatic, with over 120 types of brain and central nervous system tumors that exist, I mean, just that alone says there's been an incredible amount of advancement and understanding about glioblastoma, does it not?
That's absolutely correct. And this advancement in understanding is the basis for developing better treatments for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we have clinical research protocols ongoing, trying really to push the envelope, cutting edge to really come up for tomorrow's treatment that should be much better than what we have available today.
Now, I know you touched on this a little bit, but I'll give you another minute or so to expand on this, and that is, why is glioblastoma so difficult to treat?
So one is the location in the brain, and you cannot just take it out. There may be some damage. The tumor is infiltrating, so we don't see it all, and so there is always going to be cells left behind. Thirdly is that the brain is protecting itself by what we call the blood-brain barrier. So where any toxins, any medication, actually the brain is protected from being affected. Now, this has been done physiologically to really protect the brain, but when we treat with medication, if the medication can't reach the brain and the tumor, then, of course, it cannot work. Now, we have new and better technologies. We have better drugs now that have been designed to really cross the blood-brain barrier so they would reach the tumor much better than in previous years.
What are the tumor treating fields, and how will this revolutionize care for patients with glioblastoma?
So tumor treating fields is the most recent cancer treatment modality we have, and a team of people, including myself, have developed this over the last decade. So this is alternating electrical fields using physical force applied from the outside, having plus and minus an electric electrodes on the patient's head. And this kind of electric field will interfere with cells when they divide. And the brain, exclusively cancer cells, will divide. And if they cannot divide appropriately, the cells will go what they call automated cell death. They will destroy themselves and will disappear and cannot grow. And this has been shown to prolong patients' life with glioblastoma. And it will work on the large part of the brain, so it will cover a larger field than the surgery or the radiation.
That's encouraging news. Dr. Stoop, where can people go for more information?
More information, abta.org, or American Brain Tumor Association, or our website at the Malnati Brain Tumor Institute, braintumorinstitute.org.
Dr. Roger Stoop has been our guest. He is the medical director at the Malnati Brain Tumor Institute at Northwestern Medicine in Chicago. Doctor, thank you so much for sharing. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date, and it's guaranteed, or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now, because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3000. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3000.
If you want term life insurance, call LifeQuotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call LifeQuotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
You are the air I breathe. You are the song I bleed. You are the war that I can win. This is my white flag in the wind. Every word you speak is the air I breathe.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back at you just the way you like us. Hey, coming at you live from, yes, from Colorado Springs, Focus on the Family. And our next guest is just right down the hallway. You're live there too, aren't you, Robert?
You'd think we could be in the same room, but somehow it didn't work out that way. Okay. But anyhow.
It's okay, but at least I ran into you in the hallway, and I know, hey,
right.
You know.
That's right. That was good. And it's good to have you back. Two times broadcasting from beautiful Focus on the Family's headquarters in less than 2 weeks.
Now, are we overlooking Pikes Peak here? Is that what I'm seeing?
Yes, sir. Yes,
it is,
sir.
It is magnificent, isn't it?
If it's white and on the top, you're looking at Pikes Peak. So the rest are foothills.
Yeah, and it's great. And the weather a little bit kinder this time around than it was a couple of weeks ago.
It's pretty nice. It's a May. It's a couple of days in May so far that have been really pretty and really nice and warm. Not hot, but just comfortable.
Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, everything you heard about Focused on the Family, you really can't describe it. You have to be here and experience it firsthand. There's just so much about this ministry. It's a body of ministries all looking out for your best interest, whether it has to do, which is Bob Walaszewski's forte with the media and culture and PluggedIn.com, in marriage, family, I mean, just at every turn. But it's all about the family. It's all about doing that which is right that God's called us to do. I'll tell you, you come here, it's impressive. Not only just the buildings and all that, Bob, but it's the people here.
Well, there's so much going on. I, as long as I've been here, I learn things when I hear other areas talk about what they're doing. It's like, I didn't know you did that. So we definitely can't figure our listeners know everything. I mean, we have Boundless for singles. We have the daily broadcast. We have Adventures in Odyssey. We have Citizen Alert on the political side of things. We
have a marriage intensive out of Branson, Missouri, and soon to be Atlanta, that are growing leaps and bounds. I guess that's a good thing. It's because the marriages are in trouble, but it's their success rate of couples that they that are heading to divorce who go to the marriage intensive. I can't remember exactly, but I believe it's high 80s. That stay together after 2 years. They're still together. So it's there's a lot.
And that's amazing when you think that they're on the brink. I mean, they're looking over the edge with their relationship, and they've already got attorneys maybe in some cases.
And the last thing they said, they'll give this a shot. We'll do this, but we're it's not going to help, but we'll go anyways, you know.
Right. Well, it is amazing what the truth of God can do at all levels of our life, whether it has to do with our kids, our families, our culture. And this is what Focus in the Family has built a legacy on. And again, I'm grateful for you. I got to tell you, this place is so big. The building, I think I've gotten lost three times this morning. I'm in the ambassador suite. So they've got me here, and it's wonderful. But I've gotten lost three times. And in fact, one time, Brad didn't know this. Brad's engineering for us in Minnesota. And he didn't know I was like 30 seconds away from being totally, totally lost. It was like broadcast news, man. I'm running underneath file cabinets and everything else to get here into the studio. So, but anyway, a good fun. And I just wanted to, you know, give a shout out to the Focus on the Family, you know, family and, you know, all the employees, the people that support Focus on the Family. It is money well invested for all the great work that you guys are doing.
Yeah, I totally agree. I've been here so many years. Sometimes when you're in something, you learn things you wish you didn't know. Yeah. Not true of Focus. You know, it's just, you know, I feel like it, you know, not to say there's never a paperclip that's wasted. I mean, but it's little stuff. I mean, it's a ministry that considers donation money. We call it blood money. I mean, we're very concerned that it's spent wisely, and we try to figure out how to do that. And so it really is a wonderful, powerful ministry that does a lot of good things around the world too. Our international department, we have offices in, big offices in Costa Rica serving Latin and South America. We have the office in China. We have in Malaysia, reaching Southeast Asia, many of the countries in that area, and in Africa, and on and on and on.
Do you get to tour these facilities yourself?
I have not been to anything except in India. We don't have a presence in India now, but we used to have a presence in India, and I was there for something else. And while I was there, I had to go by the Focus on the Family employees, and they loved plugged in and told me how much,
I think what's up here, and we got to talk to President Jim Daly about this, is maybe there should be a Bill and Bob tour. You know, we got to hit the road, right? What do you think? I think it rings of Hope and Cosby. I think, you know, maybe
there you go. There you go.
Just saying. Hey, let's talk about Overboard, huh?
Well, yeah, and probably ought to say the number one movie again this week, and we talked about it quite a little bit last Monday, but Avengers Infinity War. And the only thing I wanted to mention is this is week number two, and it made $112 million. That typically is week number one for a big, big release. Now, I also will say for the listeners who weren't with us last week, I felt that it was the cliffhanger at the end. And I'm not spoiling anything. By now, it's public knowledge everywhere. But I didn't know it going in. I thought it was going to have some resolution. But when the fact that it didn't, and I have to wait till next summer's movie, or maybe I have to wait till two more summer's movie, who knows how long they'll drag this storyline on, it's like, oh, come on. After 2.5 hours, you're not going to end this movie satisfactorily? But anyways.
With all this money that they've made, they may want to be, they might want to speed up the timeline just a little bit. Keep it on a roll here.
They might. We'll see what they do. But Overboard, surprising. We gave it a 3, which is not a thumbs up or a thumbs down. It's saying it's got some issues, but it has some possibilities. Now the story, it's a remake of a film, but they've switched genders. This time the man is rich and the woman he falls in love with is poor. In the original, it was the opposite way around. But this man's a billionaire. He's got this yacht, and his yacht folks hire this gal to clean his carpets on his yacht. And she crosses him, and he throws her carpet cleaner equipment overboard and her overboard. And she says, "This is my carpet cleaner's $3,000," and he doesn't care, you know. Yeah. And then a little bit later in the film, he's tipsy and he falls off his yacht and he gets amnesia. And this time, the lady decides, "I'm going to pretend that he's my husband." And because she needs more time to get his, she really wants free labor is what she wants. Mm-hmm. Right. And if she can get him and to take care of the kids a little bit, cook the meals, she can.
It'll offset that $3,000 loss of her carpet cleaner. Right?
And that too. She's a little bit of revenge in it. But here's what, of course, they fall in love eventually.
Yeah.
What I liked about this film and the reason why it got a 3 is that when he thinks he's the father of these 3 kids, of this gal, and of course he doesn't remember anything, mm-hmm. he really steps up to be a father, and he cares, and he just so many loving things that he does. He teaches one how to ride a bicycle, and the teenage girl who's got a crush on a boy, he just talks to her about, you know, guys and relationships, and it's like, man, I like that. Man, mm-hmm. I like that. I like that. I like that. I like that. And, so did it have a little bit of language? Yes. Did we have a little bit of hanky panky before marriage? Yes, but they do get married, which was good. So at least at the end. So, anyways, a surprising film, a film that I would have thought we would have given more like a 2-2. And when we both saw, it's just like, no, this has got some strong messages, surprisingly, mm-hmm. for Overboard. So,
wow.
Hey, I also wanted to point out that I can only imagine, although it's the 17th most popular.
I'm not hearing him. Did we lose him? Okay. All right, we're going to reconnect with Bob Waliszewski. He just, I think he went for a hike on Pikes Peak on us or something. I don't know. Just kind of weird stuff. We're here in the same building together.
Right, we're going to
got clipped off, and, you know, so here we'll stand by because I know he wanted to finish talking about, I can only imagine, the impact that has had on bringing fathers and sons back together again. I mean, we're hearing testimonies all over the country, all over the world on this. You know, it's beyond our imagination. Bob, we got you back here. I thought maybe you went on a quick hike to Pikes.
Well, it must be the long distance between the two of us. You know, it doesn't can't right. keep these phone lines 100 yards.
Exactly. Well, we got about 30 seconds here, so.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to just point out that I can only imagine it made another $500,000 approximately over the weekend, up to $82 million.
Wow.
And I just,
wow.
It's one of those faith-based films. You just have to say congratulations to the Irwin brothers and for going out on the limb to tell that story of Bart Millard of Mercy.
Exactly. Yeah, congratulations to Mercy Me and Bart as well and his family and the legacy that it's adding. And the hearts of the fathers coming back to the kids and the kids to the fathers. It's just been beyond what we could imagine, right, Robert?
I can only imagine. That's
you got it. Bob Waliszewski, I'm Bill Martinez live from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Robert.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Most